Moving to another major story now, the coronavirus. Rhode Island today reported its first confirmed case of COVID-19 infection. The news comes just one day after the first death from the coronavirus in the U.S. was announced by officials in Washington state. Internationally, one place that's managed to limit the spread of the virus is Hong Kong. The city has more than 90 confirmed cases, but officials have prevented large-scale outbreaks. But that success has come at a steep cost to the city, though, as NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
In an open-air market in Hong Kong, Karina Jiang is dressed for battle. Like just about everyone else on the street, she's wearing a face mask, but she's also added wraparound sunglasses, a large floppy hat, and disposable plastic gloves taped at her wrists. And when she gets home, she says she cleans everything.
I wash immediately, wash hair, wash all, and remove all the clothes to outside.
To avoid possible exposure to the virus, Jiang says she only goes out for groceries once or twice a week. Otherwise, she stays at home. She says she hasn't allowed her 8-year-old son or her live-in housekeeper to leave her apartment for weeks. Schools in Hong Kong are closed, but many businesses, including shopping malls and restaurants, remain open. The centerpiece of the city's coronavirus containment strategy is to aggressively track down cases and quickly quarantine anyone who might be exposed. At one point in February, the city had nearly 12,000 people in various forms of quarantine.
I think Hong Kong is an excellent example of why we can think that these methods work.
Keiji Fukuda helped lead the World Health Organization's response to the West Africa Ebola outbreak. He's now the director of the School of Public Health at the University of Hong Kong.
Just a few miles away across the border, we have much larger numbers of cases. And yet in Hong Kong, we see that over the past 5 weeks, 6 weeks or so, the number of cases has remained remarkably small.
Through the end of February, Hong Kong has had roughly 100 cases, but the containment measures have come at a cost. People keep their distance from each other. The economy has tanked after Hong Kong pretty much closed its border with mainland China. This would be sort of like Manhattan shutting its bridges and tunnels with New Jersey.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's media briefing. The speakers are...
Every day at one of their daily press conferences, health department officials announce the addresses and occupations of people newly diagnosed with COVID-19. And they ask residents who may have had contact with those patients to call a special hotline. Dr. Chuang Shuk Kwan with the city's health department is explaining how they've been having difficulty tracking down people who may have been exposed to the virus at a Buddhist temple.
For the temple, unfortunately, we don't have a list because there is no registration.
Chuang says fortunately, dozens of people who visited the temple heard their earlier announcements and called the health department's hotline.
And we contacted them and categorized them into close contact and those who have passed the incubation period. So we put around 16 of them under quarantine and around 100 of them, we put them under medical surveillance.
On that same day, Chuang's department was trying to find quarantine slots for 59 police officers. The cops had all attended a going-away banquet with an officer who was feverish with COVID-19. Dirk Pfeiffer is a veterinarian at City University of Hong Kong who studies emerging infectious diseases. He says he thinks the city has handled the outbreak reasonably well, but Pfeiffer is troubled by the way the outbreak is dominating life in Hong Kong and causing so much fear.
And I find that disturbing, actually, because I mean, I find it frustrating because I don't think our reaction is proportionate to the impact it has on human health.
He points out that since the beginning of the year, 2 people in Hong Kong died from COVID-19, while more than 100 died from the flu.
And at the moment, you know, at the moment, I worry a little bit about that everything is focused on COVID-19. And I can tell you here in Hong Kong, I mean, whereas people that turn up with other ailments or diseases, I mean, it's actually difficult for them to get into the emergency ward. So we need to get the balance right there.
And as more and more countries are grappling with COVID-19, they too are going to have to try to get that balance right. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Hong Kong.